This is Fighting Bob Radio. Welcome. I'm Eric Shubring, along with the founder of FightingBob.com and the Fighting Bob Festival, Ed Garvey. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Eric. I hear you're having a little cold weather.
We have very cold weather and a whole lot of snow, and there's a coating of ice on just about everything. And,
oh, boy.
And it's winter in the north. What else did we expect? Why were we born here?
Yeah.
Well,
I think for those who have been... Pardon?
I was saying, why Wisconsin and not Costa Rica?
Yeah, right, right. Well, Eric, let's talk for a minute about the future of Bob Radio. I think what we have concluded at the moment is we need a break. We've got our plate full with Fighting Bob Fest, the next one coming up, number 13. Plus, we do blogs and get articles. The strain on the volunteer staff to do the radio program has just been a little bit too heavy. So what I'm recommending to people is that we take a break for a couple of months and decide what we want to do, come back refreshed or come back with a different format, whatever it is. I would like to just take a break for a while. Make sense to you?
It does. Yeah, it does. Meanwhile, I would like to invite people to join us, you and I, in our regular conversation that we have both on the air, on terrestrial radio, on WOJB from the Coup d'Etat, and, of course, the radio station, like Blog Talk Radio, is streaming live, and we can make it possible to archive those programs as well and dedicate perhaps even more energy than to that program and invite people to join us. When we have Conversations Wednesdays on WOJB, we begin at generally about 8:25, and we broadcast for almost 30 minutes, and we take phone calls, and the radio station has an 800 number, so people can call in from anywhere, anywhere they're listening, whether listening online at wojb.org or listening to terrestrial radio. WOJB is a 100,000 watt radio station, reaches variously 80 to more than 100 miles in each direction from the Lac Couturier Reservation in northwest Wisconsin. And, you know, you may find as listeners even more access and more reason to tune in.
We've had a good audience. You know, we've got almost 100,000 who have called in. We have all the programs that we've done archived, so anybody who wants to listen to them. And people like Mike McCabe have been superstars in terms of our interviews of them. So I strongly recommend that people take a look at the archived material and then help us decide how best to proceed. We feel that there's a missing element in our communications network in Wisconsin, and that is anybody who's working with legitimate press getting the story out. I mean, the Alex story, for example, has been almost hidden, and yet it may be the biggest story in Wisconsin's history. So we think that there's a big place for Fighting Bob Radio or WOJB, so I think that's what we ought to do and see how far we get.
Well, and it is Alec, the American Legislative Exchange Council story, which on this program, on Fighting Bob Radio, we've given a fair amount of attention to, both speaking with Lisa Graves of the Center for Media and Democracy, which has done such stellar work in investigating that, and with other reporters and investigators there. And we've had a host of great guests on the program, and somewhat recently, and I think it's worth bringing attention to the Richard Drake, professor at the University of Montana, history there, who has written a new book about fighting Bob La Follette. And gosh, Ed, if there were ever a time to begin paying attention to what Fighting Bob La Follette learned and then expressed, what he did, the legacy that he left the state of Wisconsin, it is now that we begin to look at that, and in no small part because it was he who said there should be open primaries and anybody should be able to vote for whomever they, one party or another, but damn it, there should be primaries. I don't know if he said damn
it. And what he warned us about were the parties nominating candidates for office, because the parties can be corrupted easily by contributions from special interests. And just as those words are floating out there, here comes Mike Tate, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, along with former Congressman David Obie and others, saying no primary for governor. The favorite candidate has plenty of money. All it's going to do if you have a primary is confuse the issues, which, of course, denies the whole premise of the La Follette reforms. He said, let the people decide. If the people nominate the candidates, then we're going to be okay. If the special interests nominate the candidates, we're going to be losers.
Well, absolutely true. And, on this one, as I've blogged elsewhere on Facebook and some places, on this one, I stand with Fighting Bob La Follette. Primaries can only serve to bring the issues and sharpen, the tone of the debate to a point where we really have an opportunity for the people to make the decision about who should run. Now, you've talked about debates, Ed, on this program. Let there be debates between, let's say it is, Kathleen Vinehout, if she chooses to run for the Democratic nomination, if it seems she may well do, and Mary Burke, the Democratic Party chosen candidate. Let them have debates. Let them debate often. Let there be no opting out, no excuses. You show up for the debates, and you give the people an opportunity to distinguish between the candidates and let those two candidates refine and distill their message to a point where they can challenge one or the other of them, can go ahead and run against Scott Walker and his millions.
If you don't have a primary, the press will ignore the gubernatorial race until you get to September, just before the election, and that gives an enormous advantage to Scott Walker. So, I mean, I just think that from every vantage point, it makes sense to let the people decide who the candidates ought to be.
Well, as you say, they'll wait, and the only information the voters will get, the people will get, will be from 30 and 60 second commercials, and that's it.
Right.
They will not hear a full debate about what really need be done. It'll be sound bites and quick bites and flashy advertising and pretty pictures and no more than that. But if there are debates between the two if there are two Democratic candidates and they hold debates, they hold them often, they hold them regularly, and if the press then reports the content of those debates, broadcasts them, gets it out to the public, maybe we'll return to the democracy, and it won't be lost to the dollarocracy as John Nichols and Bob McChesney have called it, this dollarocracy, which right at the moment it seems that that's exactly what we're getting, doesn't it? The Democratic Party
said
Mary Burke's got money, she should run.
Well, I see no other reason why she's running. I mean, if you look at it, she hasn't really taken a strong stand on vouchers. She says, well, the mine can be developed without polluting the atmosphere. She's got a very narrow view of what government should be doing. So I think if she's going to win, she's going to have to get progressives out on the street, knocking on doors and raising hell for the Democratic candidate. If you don't have that kind of enthusiasm, you're not going to win. I don't care how much money you try to raise as Democrats, you can't raise enough to offset the multi-millions that the Koch brothers are going to put into the gubernatorial race in Wisconsin.
Well, if we're going to get money out of politics, it has to start somewhere. And, one step at a time. And if that means it seems to me a grassroots effort on the part of and in behalf of the people, and then there's an opportunity for a real change. If you're only going to do it the same old way, then the same results.
Will
occur. We'll have a government, a corporatocracy, largely in charge of this state, rather than the people. And the lessons that Bob La Follette would have had us learn 100 years later would be, really, really lost in the dust. And it need not be that way.
That's right. And this kind of discussion is what we have to continue We're not going to do it every Thursday as we've been doing, but we're going to come back with a format that permits people to really have something to say about our politics in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for all your time and effort that you've put into developing Fighting Bob Radio. And you know, if it hadn't been for your guidance, it just would not have happened. So we thank you very much for all of your efforts and look forward to working with you for the next 10 years.
Well, and again, reminding folks that you can hear Ed Garvey on WOJB at WOJB.org Wednesday mornings, along with guests and commentary, discussion, and call in on an 800 number. And we encourage you to tune over there on Wednesday mornings. And until further
right.
notice, we're in this hiatus period in terms of Fighting Bob Radio. But, Ed, it's always been... Well, it continues to be a pleasure. This last dozen years or so since we became acquainted and began broadcasting the Fighting Bob Festival and began doing radio with you on WOJB has been continues to be one of the great pleasures of my life and one of the high points of broadcasting. It really is.
Oh, thank you.
And I know how many people look forward every Wednesday to hearing you on WOJB. And for those who've not had that opportunity, we want you to figuratively roll the dial and change the dates. Wednesday mornings, 8:25 on WOJB, when Ed Garvey and myself accept your calls and your comments and your thoughts and take direction from you, the people.
Great. And check with fightingbob.com, the website, to find out additional information about guests and so on. So we're going to make this fun as everything we've done has been. I don't think you can be successful in politics unless you have a good time. We're having a good time, and we want to do a better job of covering things than we have been doing. But we've done a lot, and it's been exciting for me to be part of the team.
Ed,
so thanks,
you.
Eric.
Okay. Be well.
Listen, you too.
You know where to find us. Okay.
Keep warm.
Thank you. I'll be moving snow. Right. Ed Garvey, the founder of Fighting Bob, fightingbob.com, the Fighting Bob Festival. I'm Eric Shubring, and again, reminding you, find us Wednesdays on WOJB 88.9 FM if you're within the listening area, 100 miles of La Coudre Ray Reservation, Hayward, Wisconsin. Or go to wojb.org, wojb.org. Listen now. You'll find us there Wednesday mornings at 8:25, the same conversation, the same discussion, the same dialogue, and guests and ideas, and we'll be taking them from you as well. Thank you for all your time with us here at Fighting Bob Radio. Now, during this, we hope, brief hiatus, we wish you well and a great holiday season.